welcome to the University of Windsor.
411 on event.
Hi, welcome to the University of Windsor.
Sports.
Welcome to the University of Windsor.
Arts.
Welcome to the University of Windsor.
News.
Welcome to University of Windsor.
News team, assemble!
You are now tuned in to 411 from 401 Sunset.
Four score and 7 years ago.
Actually, this past winter semester, Sam...
Hello.
...and Kate, myself, got together to make podcast magic for Richard Lewis's radio class.
Fast forward 4 months and we're here, in the studio. And while we may not know everything about the University of Windsor, we found some pretty interesting shindigs going on around campus.
We are here to feed you...
The Scoop Before Sunset.
Today we bring you our first, and hopefully not our last, podcast. And in today's episode, we've got a couple of larger-than-life ladies who are reclaiming the F-word with their blog, Fat in the City.
Speaking of ladies doing big things, a University of Windsor Human Kinetics Master's student shares with us her research involving football, ladies, and lingerie.
Now we know you're going to be looking for ways to de-stress after these exams, so pay attention at the end of our podcast, where we'll provide the dirty details on some great local events, such as a student-run university film festival and a blog party for all you tech-savvy, honest bloggers.
Our top trends at the U this week are the heated debate over the future of the Lance, exam prep and survival, the UWSA elections, and the opportunity to sell your unwanted and probably unread textbooks. Interested in more trending topics? Look for us on Twitter at 411 from 401.
The semester is coming to an end, and students are a mere few weeks away from sunshine, summer, and freedom. The only thing that stands in our way is...
exams.
Immediately, the idea of exams bring on images of stress, sleepless nights, and gut-wrenching dread. So here are a few tips on how to stay sane and make it through the exam season.
Tip number one.
Study in increments. 20 to 50 minute blocks with 5 to 10 minute intervals in between is the most effective way to use your time.
Tip number two. Don't panic. Plan ahead. Your time is precious, so manage it wisely. You know you're going to take breaks anyway, so you might as well schedule them in.
Tip three.
Understand versus memorize. Because when you try to memorize, everything just starts to sound like...
Tip number four. Study in groups. Talking through tough concepts makes them easier to understand. Unfortunately, no matter how much I talk about physics, I will never understand it.
Tip number five.
Know your scope of studying. Trying to memorize everything means running the risk of spreading yourself too thin.
Didn't find our tips helpful? Tough. No, but really. If your educational needs go beyond five simple tips, Laura from the STEPS program will be available all summer if you're in need of help. She can be contacted for private consultations at laurap@uwindsor.ca.
For all you sorry suckers who will be joining me in intersession or summer session courses, don't forget, all summer fees are due May 1st, and intersession begins May 6th. The last day for registration, change of course, and full refund for intersession is May 10th.
Now, if you're one of the lucky ones, and you've avoided higher education for the summer, but you still want to inject a little culture into your life, Windsor's got a healthy dose of arts for you.
The Art Gallery of Windsor currently has an exhibit called Dispose. Artist Zeke Moores creates sculptures out of manipulating objects in unexpected and surprising ways. If you're looking for an opportunity to kick back, relax, and listen, Stephen Fearing is performing April 27th at Mackenzie Hall with special guest Aaron Costello. Tickets are $23 and can be purchased at Mackenzie Hall box office or at Casa Chavela.
Interested in getting involved in the arts instead of just consuming it? The Gibson Gallery in Amherstburg is accepting submissions and applications. Nancy John is also conducting a project called Nancy John's 48 by 48. She's accepting submissions for paintings with one common theme, the size of the canvas. For more information on both of these projects, please visit our website.
Okay, so we understand that not all of you may be very creative or interested in the arts, and that's fine. The university has lots to offer for those interested in getting active.
The St. Denis Center offers summer fitness classes for a fraction of the cost of any other gym in Windsor. Aikido, boot camp, yoga, Pilates. Check their website for class information and get your booty to the St. Denis Center to register before classes are full.